Well, Declan, the first evening of the new SSE Airtricity League season has been played and some interesting results. Harps, well, a defeat, but a spirited performance. Dave Rogers certainly taking positives from it. And when you consider there were 9 debutants, it really is a rebuilding process. Derry City disappointed, no doubt, to have conceded a late goal. And I think overall, Declan, one thing that is very striking, great attendances around the country. And there is a feeling out there that the league is very much on and up.
Yeah, I agree. The attendance around the league has been, as you say, on the up. I'm just up here in the showgrounds now, and the big match obviously tonight, the Shamrock Rovers against Sligo Rovers, and that's obviously sold out as well. So, you know, that's, I mean, 3 or 4 grounds around the country, the games have been sold out. So there is an increase in the volume of people that are going to the matches, which is great for the clubs, it's great for the league, and it bodes well for the future, doesn't it?
Now, for Harps, you know, disappointment to lose the home game, but it must be said Galway are certainly a side that you would expect to be there or thereabouts pushing for promotion at the end of the season. And they came to Balbuffet with a team full of experienced players, although it was a guy on his debut who got the 2 goals, in American Vince Borden. But from a Harps perspective, you know, there is a need to be patient. A lot of these guys, it will take them time to settle in. But the early signs are at least encouraging.
Yeah, listen, that's the key there really is, you know, when you lose, well, we lost 16 or 17 players from last year, you mentioned that there are 9 debutants as well coming into the squad. Probably not together that long. There was even signings in the last couple of days just before Saturday or Friday night's match. So, you know, you're bringing players in. So compare that to obviously the experience of Galway, who our main goal this year is to get promoted and become first in the first division, and that's their goal. Their budget says that that's where they're going to be. I mean, the experience they have, if you look at their back 5 as such, Ben Clark played in Shelburne last year, Colin Morgan played with Sligo Rovers, Rob Slevin, Regan Donnellan both played with Finn Harps last year. Conor McCormick, vast experience in the league and very good on the 6th position as well. So real experience all over the team. And their budget tells you that that's what they're looking to do this year, bringing in Ollie as well, who'll probably leave, do as much as he possibly can to support that and bring more quality players into the club as well. So they're going for to come first, to get promoted in the first division, and compare that to obviously Harps, who's a total rebuilding job. A lot of young lads given opportunities. Dave Rogers come in, and it's been difficult for him when losing so many players last year and then a total rebuild. So it's going to take them time for them to click to gel. Very young. Probably the main difference for me yesterday would have been the experience, absolutely. Also the physical strength. The Galway, on the conditions were wet, blustery, suited them a wee bit more so than the fast, dynamic players that Dave Rogers brought into the squad. So we'll probably see the best of the Finn Harps players as the pitches dry out in the summer comes in over the next 3 months. But yeah, it's going to take time for the bed in. But there's 2 different directories and where we're going to go. One's going to win the first division, and one's probably looking to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, and just looking at the first division in general, a huge turnover of players at pretty much every club. Quite common to have maybe a dozen new players appearing here and there. Kerry are into the league. They lost out against Cove Ramblers, but good to see a new team involved.
Yeah, it's good. Regionally, it's very, very good, you know, and that's what you're looking for. Cork coming back in their Premier Leagues, I think that's a massive help as well, having Kerry. And the more regional clubs we have, the better for the league, you know, and that's, you know, to try to sustain it. Ideally, you'd like to have 12 or 14 in every division, in the first division and the Premier League as well, and that obviously bodes well. There's no doubt about it. The current academy system with the, you know, the 15s, 17s, 19s, you know, that's really, really bringing in extra players, younger players into the league as well, and you can see that happening, and younger players getting an opportunity. Obviously, Dave Rogers coming in there, giving that squad of players. Take out Keith Cowan, and it's a very, very young squad of players there, and you know they will get better with more experience and more game time, and there's no doubt about that. But definitely, you can see within the league the amount of younger players coming through and getting opportunities to the clubs. But yeah, absolutely, it's great to see Kerry in the league. Yeah, probably if you're 10 years ago, you'd never think that Kerry would come into the National League, but it's great to see it, and that's, you know, promote the game around the regional areas.
Bray had a late winner against Treaty, and Waterford 3-0 winners away to Wexford. Possibly no surprise, Waterford winning that one. Big spending Waterford, along with Galway, pretty much in everybody books amongst the favourites to go up.
Wexford, you know, James Kelly's come in there and he spent as well some money, and they recruited reasonably well. I didn't expect to see that 3-0 result for Waterford, but Waterford, Galway for me is going between 1 and 2 there for sure. I think Bray will be good this year as well. They've recruited well. They've got in a lot of experienced players in there as well, so they won't be far away. They'll be a lot better than they were last year. And then it's everybody else will be, you know, Wexford maybe next, and hopefully Harps can push on as the season goes. I suppose from Dave Rogers, it was a good performance overall. Yesterday I thought they worked hard, good attitude about them, you know, just lacked a wee bit of experience at times. And I think the physical demands of the game last night was a wee bit heavy on some of the younger lads. But, you know, a bit more experienced players, hopefully one or two more experienced players into the squad, but will probably help the young lads as the season goes ahead.
Moving to the Premier Division, Derry City conceding a late goal. Joe Redmond on target for Pats after Jordan McAniff had given City the lead. Inchicore, never an easy place to go, although Derry have a good record there in recent seasons. A packed house, so I suppose mixed feelings afterwards. I know Derry weren't at full strength, but certainly it's looking like being a pretty competitive top flight again.
Yeah, this one's going to be difficult. You're looking, as the season develops, looking at Shamrock Rovers, Derry City, probably 1 and 2, whatever way that falls, and you know, it could be Derry 1 and Shams 2, but St Pat's will be up there, Dundalk will be up there, Sligo Rovers will be pushing hard. It'll be interesting to see how Cork develops. Declan Devine and Bowes as well, it'll be interesting to see how he signed well, good players come, so he's going to be pushing hard as well. So that, you know, they're the teams that'll be up there fighting for 1 and 2, obviously, and then the European spots after that. So it is competitive, it always is competitive league, you know, especially away from home. You know, you can win your home games, but the away games are very difficult. But there's more bigger expectation now on Derry City. They've really recruited quality players. Their squad now is bigger, it's better, got more depth, and that obviously brings extra pressure for Rory and his coaching staff. But they were looking to go one better this year. They won the cup last year, obviously they'll be looking this year to go and win the league and beat Shamrock Rovers.
And finally, Declan, Sligo against Shamrock Rovers tonight. Champions coming to town, to the showgrounds. It doesn't get much bigger than that. And Sligo, well, I suppose, you know, even a point would be a decent return.
Yeah, listen, I suppose John has been working with the squad now a while, and they've recruited well. They've got a lot of good players coming in as well. Shamrock Rovers, we know how good they are and the quality of players they have in squad. So they'll be coming to town looking for 3 points. And John and the lads will be looking to pull one over them, and can they sneak a victory that probably wouldn't be, would be a bit of a surprise for most people, but not for the players and the squad. But yeah, can they slide pull out a big performance tonight and get some sort of result, either a draw or 3 points would be a great start for them, but it'll not be easy against a very, very good Shamrock Rovers team.